Sunday mornings. I don't know about you, but I know you're probably thinking it's the sermon series that never ends. Maybe I've been on a, you know what, in all honesty, I've probably been on a sermon series since I preached my first sermon 15 or 18 years ago, whatever it was. But today I want to encourage you to live as children of light. And we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 5 this morning. And something that I think is so vitally important in these times that we are living in is the importance of God's people living as God's people. I mean, just within the last few days, I've missed the mark and I've walked away and I'm like, man, God, could have done that a little differently, or, you know, I could have stood. I mean, we want to stand on His truth, amen? Amen. But we want to do it in a way that offers opportunity. Opportunity for someone to be changed. Opportunity for somebody to be impacted by the light. And so I think it's really vitally important that we live according to God's word as children of light, to live in the light, right? That's what we're encouraged to do. And the more I grow in Christ, I realize that we can't just say, I am a child of God, right? We can't just say, I'm a child of God, and then we live like, you know, we need to live like a child of God. It's not just enough to say it with words. You know, I learned long ago, as I was, many, many years ago, as I was not a Christian, but I learned long ago from my wife that, you know what, John, talk is cheap. Because words really are not anything unless they are backed up with action. Okay? So, I can't just say I'm a child of God. I need to be living as though I'm a child of God. And not in a fake way, but in a way that only God can change me from the inside out. Amen? You know, something else is, we cannot say I'm saved by grace, and then all of a sudden, we live like a child of God, right? Could those things be true? Certainly they could be. But as I am a child of God, and I am saved by grace, right? It should change us. It changes us truly, radically, as I talked last week. So here's the thing. We're just going to dig into God's Word this morning. And I want to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 16. And it says this, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is the light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." I probably went a little bit farther than I needed to. No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. But I'm gonna, I wanna, because if I go that far, we're gonna be here for a long time. I promise. Not that you're already thinking we're gonna be here for a long time anyway. The first thing that in this, that as God was sharing with me this week, the first thing that I want to ask you to write down, and the first point that I want to bring to your attention is this: I am a child of light. Okay, I am a child of light. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Right. So now, as I was resting in that verse, I realized in order to fully understand and apply God's word here to our lives, we have to define what darkness represents, right? In this context, what does darkness and light represent? Well, according to God's word, we were once darkness. Okay? So, let me ask this. Would you agree that we were once darkness?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were once darkness. And I get it. I get it. Many of us think pretty highly of ourselves. But the reality is, no matter how highly you think of yourself or you thought of yourself, in order to have come to a saving relationship in Jesus Christ, we had to come to a place of recognizing that we were once darkness. That we were once darkness. We were in darkness. Right? There was a time when you thought more highly of yourself than anyone else, I'm sure. At least that was for me. It's kind of what I was thinking. I really thought pretty highly of myself in life. In all honesty, when I think about that and I reflect on that, I was really all that mattered. I didn't worry about my wife. I didn't worry about my kids. I didn't worry about the people around me, right? I worried about John, and that was it. And I'm guessing that that was kind of the way it was, maybe not to extremes like it was for me, but we have to realize that we were all that mattered. And again, don't get me wrong, we would do things to try to make ourselves feel good inside, right? And even though it was all about us, I mean, you would give something to someone. This is pretty classic, at least it was in my life, and I see it in the lives of others. You would give something to someone, and you think, man, look at what I sacrificed. Which I'm pretty sure wasn't really a sacrifice at all, because it was all about you and how it made you feel. See, so we have this, we have this division within ourselves. And maybe verse 8 would be so much easier to understand in our own lives if it said this: you are part light and part darkness. Or if God's word said, just do your best to try to be light. Just do your best, right? And now, in thinking about that, maybe Paul took his conversion a little more seriously than Christians do today. You see, in our world today, we say things like, well, I'm a work in progress, right? We're pretty good at making excuses for ourselves of why we are not the men and women of God that we are called to be. You know, why do we look like darkness sometimes when we should be living in His light all the time? You see, and just so we're clear, I'm not saying that we aren't those things, a work in progress, right? Or this was one that I heard this week that kind of got me, was, be patient with me. God isn't finished with me yet. Really? I mean, we hide behind those things Are they true? Probably. But should we as Christians be hiding behind those excuses every single day, right? Again, while those statements are technically true, it leaves way too much room for us to hide behind the reality that we are still more worldly than we are godly. The reality is, my friends, that if that is you today, then you're still more worldly than you are godly. And yeah, I get it. Maybe we are a work in progress, but I should be striving to be in His light all day, every day. All day, every day. Again, as children of light, we are not worldly. We're not. That's the thing. We are not worldly, and we shouldn't be worldly. We are not. If you have come to a place of receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, you are no longer of this world. You are not. It says right there in verse 8, what? You were once darkness. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. That is a statement about what people are in Christ. Is anybody here in Christ this morning? If you're saved, you're in Christ. Okay? If you are saved, you are in Christ. And God's Word is reminding us. Again, God's Word is reminding us that we were once darkness. We were once darkness, meaning that I was once spiritually estranged from God. I couldn't be in His presence. I couldn't be close in a close relationship with Him. I was once characterized by my sin. I was once characterized by my ignorance. I was spiritually dead. Oh, I might have been walking around this world, but I was a dead man walking. There was no hope for me in that state. I was once of the world, as you were too. And here's the thing. Without Jesus on the throne of our lives, we are still those things from time to time. Amen? You see, when Jesus is supposed to be on the throne of our lives, when He's in His right place in our lives, we get it a little bit more right. But the moment that I wake up in the morning and I take the throne away from Him, I can guarantee you it's going to be a day of wrongs because of my flesh. Now again, I know that we don't necessarily... as I was thinking about this, we don't necessarily need a return to hell, fire, and brimstone this morning, although I was ready. We don't need that preaching this morning, but I do think we may need a come back to Jesus moment. You see, we need to be reminded of who we are in Christ. We need to be reminded that we were once darkness. We are no longer darkness. You were once darkness. You were once separated from God, right? You were once only living for yourself, but now you are light. The Word says you are now light in the Lord. And so because you are light in the Lord, you are to do what? You are to live as children of light. We're not supposed to live like the world any longer. You are not supposed to live like the world any longer. So church, as children of light, what makes you a child of light? A prayer? No. No, Jesus makes you a child of life, light. Jesus makes you a child of light. Faith in Him makes you a child of light. Trusting in Him makes you a child of light, right? Following Him, living for Him makes you a child of light. And when we allow Jesus to come in and live in us and through us, when we allow Jesus to come in and live in us and through us as children of the light, our actions should reflect that faith. It should. You should live above reproach morally. You should live so that you can reflect God's goodness, not just to yourself and to your family, but to everyone around you. You see, Jesus stressed this truth in His first sermon. In Matthew chapter 5, 15 and 16, it says this: "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way," Jesus says, "in the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Church, I can't stress this enough. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You are to live as children of the light. That's what His word says. As the light of Christ shines in us, there should be some transformation happening. Wouldn't you agree? There should be some transformation happening because we were once darkness. Let me ask you this. Do you remember what your life was like before Christ? I don't like looking at it a lot. And a lot of times it comes out, unfortunately, when my kids come over to visit and they say, "Hey, let's bring out those old family videos." I should have destroyed them things a long time ago. But what did I do? I put them on a DVD. Now I can see it all the time. No, it's ugly to look at who we once were. We were once darkness. Do you remember who that person was, right? As I've looked back at my life, it was ugly. And I was on a path to destruction. You know, I live for me. I live for me, and then, thank God, God stopped me in my tracks. He stopped me in my tracks, and He brought me to my knees, right? So let me ask you this. If you remember who you were before Christ, do you remember when the light of the world came into your life? Do you remember that day? You see, through the good news of Jesus Christ, a new life was offered to you. A new life was offered. I couldn't get to the altar quick enough to get this new life that Jesus was offering me. And then I received this great gift that God had offered in Jesus, right? You remember that day? You remember that time? So new life was offered. You received God's gift of Jesus, and then you were saved. At that moment, let me make this very clear. At that moment, you were no longer darkness. At that moment, you were no longer darkness. You were now a child of God. Now, there's a whole lot of darkness in our world, right? Because there's a whole lot of people who need to know Jesus. So we were now a child of God, and because you are a child of God, and He is living in us, that's what the Bible says. You know? The Bible says that once you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. Now, that doesn't mean that my flesh and myself doesn't battle the Holy Spirit a lot. But the Holy Spirit is in me. He's in you, right? And now we have been equipped through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, to live differently, to be different, to act different. We have been empowered, church. We have been empowered through Christ to live as children of light. So why are you not living as children of light? You have been empowered. We have no excuse. We have no excuse other than to repent and say, God, today I took control of my life myself. I did that bad thing because of me, not because of Him. We have to let Him become more, and I got to become less. This new Forrest Frank song, I'm not going to sing it for you because he's really good, but one of his new, I have to share it with you at some point, email or whatever, but it's called Celebration, and it's just an awesome song, but you know, it's talking about God in our lives, and then all of a sudden this verse says, me, 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 I need less of me. See, in order to live as God has called us to live, I got to become less. I really do. I got to kill myself every day. And it's so vitally important that we do that. So knowing that, that we are children of light, right? The next thing I want you to write down is it's a question. I want you to ponder this, but I'm going to share this with you this morning. The question is this: is there evidence that I am walking in His light? Okay, you know, there's a lot of conversations that happen around salvation and all these things, and you know, the best that I can come to in studying the Word, continuing to study the Word, is that if I am a child of God, meaning I'm no longer darkness, I am now light. I'm to live in the light. The Holy Spirit's living in me. My friends, there should be evidence that I'm walking in His light. Is there evidence that I am walking in His light? This is a question I want you to ponder. It's vitally important. The Bible says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And then it says, and find out what pleases the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord. Church, this is the result of living as a follower of Jesus Christ. Not just somebody who said a prayer. No, that somebody that is following Jesus. That Jesus is now the reason you live. It is a life of transformation, my friends. It is a life of transformation from the old life to the new life. The new life that was given to you, right? 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17 says this: so from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Christians are brand new people on the inside. Brand new. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that the blood of Christ not only changed your direction in life, but actually changed who you were on the inside? New. Whole. Saved. Beautiful. You see, the Holy Spirit gives Christians new life. I mean, the Holy Spirit lives in them, right? In us. And He lives through us. Here's the thing. And I've had this conversation with a lot of proclaimed Christians. You see, we are not reformed. We're not rehabilitated. We're not re-educated. We are recreated. Amen. We are recreated. We are a new creation. You know, and I know sometimes because I struggle. There's sometimes when I get up, like every one of you do, go to brush your teeth, look in the mirror, and sometimes I don't see that new creation. Sometimes I see that same old guy from many, many years ago. But I know the new creation's in there. Because Christ made it new in there. Right? I mean, it's so important that to know that we are a new creation, right? Living in a vital relationship with Christ. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord. Anybody received Christ Jesus as Lord this morning?
Yes. Amen.
So just as you have done that, continue to live in Him. Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Receiving Christ as your Savior and Lord of your life, my friends, is just the beginning of life with Christ. It's just the beginning. I mean, it only gets better. It really does. But you must continue to follow His leadership. You see, I've talked to many Christians who have been saved for a very long time, and their lives really don't look any different than when they came to know Him. I personally don't believe that's possible. No, because as we grow, and as Paul says, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, right? We are to be rooted in Him. We are to grow up in Him, right? We are to be consumed by Him. We are to be strengthened in our faith. I don't know, the longer I walk with God, with the longer I walk with Jesus, don't you think we'd start getting a little stronger? Now, I know, because I've done it, I like to live behind the excuse, well, you know, as I get closer to God, the devil really puts the target on my back a lot more. I think that's just an excuse. Because if I am truly growing in Him, as I'm getting closer to Him, wouldn't we want Him more than we want this? I mean, wouldn't we be stronger because of Him rather than falling to the darkness that has no power over us at all? It doesn't. If you're a child of God this morning, you do understand that the darkness has no power over you. It has no jurisdiction in your life. It doesn't. That's by the Word of God. Because the reality is, at the name of Jesus, the Bible says, the devil has to flee. So if I'm walking with Jesus, he ain't going to come around me. Oh, don't get me wrong. We have temptations, right? We still have to battle this flesh. But let me tell you something. If we're getting stronger, my friends, watch out. Because he who lives in me is greater than he who lives in the world. Jesus is the strength that we need to overcome everything in life. Everything. So again, we're not just turning over a new leaf. I think that's sometimes what we look at our Christianity as though, well, you know what? This whole chasing after the world thing didn't work out, so I'm just going to turn over a new leaf and I'm going to try to follow Jesus. Doesn't work that way. We're not turning over a new leaf like some have looked at their salvation, right? Which is a false sense of salvation, I would say. You know, I tried all these things, might as well give Jesus a try. You know, the Bible says that no one comes to Him unless they are drawn. Okay, if you came to Jesus, then He was drawing you to Him. Okay, He was drawing you. Therefore, your salvation is secure in Him. We should be continuing to grow. We're not turning over a new leaf in life. You are now light. You are now children of light. He is living in you. Let me tell you something, church. You are a lot more powerful because of Him than what you think you are this morning. You can overcome the things that you're falling to every day if you would just live as children of light. Because you have been empowered to do so. So church, we were saved. We began a new life under a new master, right? The question this morning, I don't believe, is whether I'm darkness or if I'm a child of light. Because if you've come to Jesus, you are a child of light. That's not the question. The question is, though, is there evidence that I'm walking in His light? Is there evidence? Is there evidence of you walking in His light? In your homes, in your workplace, in your communities, when you're at Kroger, when you're at Walmart, when you're at the mall, whatever, is there evidence, right? So this should cause us to examine our lives. You see, I think this is something that Christians don't do anymore. Examine their lives. You know, you should be in the Word. You should examine your lives, right? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Look, Jesus said, He said it in John 15, right? He said that your life, if you're in Him, your life can't help but produce fruit. You don't even have to do anything but wake up, proclaim Jesus, and you're going to produce fruit. So is your life producing fruit? It's evidence. Is your life producing fruit? It's a self-reflection question. I'm not asking you to answer it to me, but I do want you to reflect on that. Is my faith genuine? Is my faith real? Do I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That He lived, that He died, that He walked out of the grave, right? Do I acknowledge my need for Him in my life? Do you acknowledge that you can't go through today without Him? You can't. When you get up in the morning and you walk out that door without Him, you are destined to fail. You can't. A Christian cannot do this life without Him. So do you? Do you acknowledge your need for Him? Or are you just going, well, God gave me a brain. He gave me a brain. He gave me this strength. I can do it on my own. That is not the sign of a Christian. Because I guarantee you there's going to be things that I face today that I cannot do on my own. I can't. And it comes out of nowhere, let me tell you. Just happened to me within the last 48 hours. Having a good day. And then all of a sudden, bam! Out of nowhere. Was I ready? Did I acknowledge that morning my need for Him? You see, are my affections and my trust placed in God and in His Word, or am I seeking security in a lot of other things? You know something else? Does my life reflect my faith? Am I standing on the solid foundation where nothing can cause this house to fall? Nothing? That's what Jesus said, right? He said the wind came and blew against that house that was standing on the solid rock, and it stood. There wasn't nothing. There wasn't nothing that could knock it down. Not the hot lady walking down the street, right? Not the drugs that I was addicted to, or the alcohol, or the porn, or whatever. No, if this house is on the solid foundation of Christ, ain't nothing going to take it out. Nothing. the reality is there's days whenever we get up and we're not standing on the solid foundation. And it's in those days that we stumble and fall. It's because we revert back to what we once were, not who we are. We are in Christ. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that He is everything that you need to overcome the things of this life? Because there's another thing, another question is, am I experiencing conviction in my life? You know, when I fall short, is there a conviction? Conviction of that I just fell short, right? Do I feel convicted when I am not acting like a follower of Jesus Christ, right? Or how I should act, right? Do you recognize when sin is hindering your relationship with God? Do you recognize it? Or do you just go, man, you know, I'm saved. That's good enough for me. I'll just keep on dabbling in the world. I'll just keep on hanging out here. Let me just tell you something. I've seen a lot of Christians hang out over here in the world. And you know what happens to them? They become very worldly. They don't even look like Christians anymore. And not only that, they don't even look like Christians. They don't even act like Christians. They don't seek God. I actually had a Christian tell me, you know what? God, prayer doesn't change anything. Got to take actions in my own hands. That is not a Christian. That is not the way a Christian responds. You know what a Christian does? Sits at the feet of Jesus until Jesus says move. And you don't move until He says move. But you know what you have to do? You have to kill flesh. Because I get it. We all have this desire to see things go a certain way, right? We have this idea that this is the way it's supposed to go. But the reality is, look at the history of the world over 6,000 years. God did a lot of things that we would look back and go, really? That's because His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. You know what? We just need to let God be God, and we just need to be little followers. We need to be seeking Him, we need to be finding Him, and we need to be following Him everywhere we go. Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Church, do you believe the Word is living and active? I mean, verse 10 says, and find out what pleases the Lord. We have to be in the Word. You know, the Christian that doesn't have their Bible with them, or, you know, and I get it, we all have Bibles on our phones and everything, and that's great. Are we opening it up? I mean, are we opening it up? I've seen Christians that walk through life, they never open the Word of God, and yet they say they're being led by God, and I just don't believe that's possible. No, you have to open up the Word of God in order to know what pleases God. You want to know how to live, you need to open up God's Word. You don't just come up with the idea and go, well, you know what, hey, God's living in me, and I think this feels good for me, so hey, I'll do this, and God will be okay with it. No, that's not the way it works. No, you got to be in the Word of God. You need to be in Bible study with brothers and sisters. You need to have the iron sharpening iron. You need to testimony. You know, that's something that's missing in our world today. Christians testifying about what God's doing in their lives. You know what that tells me? God must not be working. Must not be doing anything. Because you ain't got nothing to talk about. Or do you, and you're not saying anything. Church, we have to be in the Word of God. Without being in the Word, I believe Christians are dying and they are incapable of living a life for God. So the question, do you want to know what pleases the Lord? Do you really? Because it's going to bring change. It's going to change your life radically. It's going to make you do things that you never thought you would do. Right? But the question is, do you want to know what pleases the Lord? I would say if you are a Christian, there's definitely someone living in you that causes you to want to please the Lord. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us a desire and a hunger to know what pleases the Lord. So in order to know what pleases the Lord, we have to be in His Word. We have to remember that we are walking in His light. I got half a sermon left. It happens. That's the reason why this is a sermon series that never ends. I get going and God just takes over. But the reality for us this morning, and I'll just close it here, is I want you to know if you are a born-again believer, you're no longer darkness. Why are we living in darkness? Why? I get it. We live among darkness, which is the second half of my sermon. You're going to want to come back next week. Because there's some application to this. It's vitally important that we are the light of the world. Jesus said we were. Okay, it's important. It's vitally important that you understand that you are the light of the world, right? But in order to be the light of the world, there has to be some actions happening in our lives. There has to be change. So I leave you with that question that I finished up with this morning. Is there evidence that you are walking in His light? I'm not talking about just a stumble and a fall every once in a while. Because unfortunately, we do that. But there would be evidence when I stumble and fall, wouldn't there? Conviction. I need to get this 2-ton monkey off my back immediately. Evidence, my friends. I'm not just talking about going around and people coming to know Jesus. I'm talking about your own life. When you fall short of what God's expectation of you is there conviction in your life that says, I'm sorry? Or do I just plow on through, going right on to the next thing? My friends, that spells disaster in my book. Is there evidence that you're walking in His light? Ponder that question this week, and I'll see you right back here next Sunday. Let's pray. Father, we come before You, and God, I thank You for Your presence. And I know that not only myself, but each and every one of us, I know we take that for granted, and God, I know that we take for granted that we are no longer darkness, that we are children of light, of the light. God, I pray that You'll minister to each and every one of us today and in the days ahead. God, that You would just encourage us that we are being recreated by You. God, I pray that You wake us up in the morning and that we hunger for Your Word and that we just can't wait to get in Your presence to know what pleases You. God, I pray that each and every one of us will see the evidence that You are living in us and You are living through us. God, thank You for being more faithful than us, that's for sure. And thank You for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We give this day to You. I give this message to You. We give our lives to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would you stand? And now may the Lord bless you. I pray that He keeps you. I pray that He reveals Himself to you. I pray that He strengthens you. His promise is if you seek Him, you will find Him, my friends. Will you seek him this week? Go and be the light of the world in Jesus' name. Amen. If anybody likes special prayer, the shepherding team will be up front. Would love to pray with you.